Lakers going with the clean white. 43-1 series record all time, the Lakers, when they're, I didn't see the rest of that stat, but I think when they're up two games, don't hold me to that. I was trying to read it off the screen. As far as,
you're like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
If you say it, people believe, say it confidently, people believe you. It's fine.
I'm just being honest. They took it off the screen. So I don't know what the stat is in the end. My bet, that I mentioned at the top of the show, which was under in the Brewers Reds game, under 8.5, goes to the bottom of the ninth now with the Brewers up 3-2. And because the road team obviously is ahead, I do have to endure a bottom of the ninth. Now, what am I just the only, what's the only thing that can beat? Well, there's two things that could beat me. Two things. A tie game, 3-3, mm-hmm. that goes into extras. We already talked about, you know, no one bunts in extras, but watch in the one game I don't need them to bunt, they will, and it'll just go 4-4, and then I'll lose my bet. Extras obviously is not what I am looking for here. And the other scenario, and this would be even rarer, if it gets to 3-3, and then there's a walk-off of a multi-shot home run. By the way, even if it's 3-2, and let's say there's a three-run jack, a grand slam, let's say, I would lose as well. So I'm in a favorable position for sure. Mm-hmm. I just need the Brewers bullpen to help me out. So those who bet that along with me,
We're with you on this one. If you guys are out there and want to bet on West Coast baseball, you can. The Angels and the Padres. That's Canning versus Davies. We got the Padres as -165 favorites over the Angels +135. Of course, the Angels are going to be without Andrelton Simmons in that one. So, that makes a big
keynote.
Yeah, big difference for you. The Astros at the Mariners. That is Framber Valdez on the hill for the Astros as a -215 favorite in that one, Gil.
Astros -215.
Framber Valdez,
the rook.
215 favorite.
Yeah, again, we live in a world where someone like that, and no offense mm-hmm. to him, fine young pitcher for the fine young left-hander for the Astros, but we live in a world where he's north of $2. Like, that's just...
That's why I stopped, because it's just it's crazy
and,
to me.
And in a game, it should be noted, where Seattle is still alive,
mm-hmm.
right? They could catch Houston for the second-place position in the American League West here with just 6 days left in the baseball season, baseball regular season. So it's not like Seattle is not motivated to play.
Rangers on the road at the Diamondbacks. The Jordan Lyles on the hill there for the Rangers. Caleb Smith for the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks -157. Rangers +135. The A's on the road at the Dodgers. Dustin May on the hill for the Dodgers. Montas on the hill for the A's. -186 now on the Dodgers. So this has gone up a dime since we have been sitting here.
Yeah.
Gil, -186 +160. On the A's, and the final first pitch of the night will be the Rockies at the Giants. The Rockies +143, the Giants -167.
Nuggets and Lakers are underway in the bubble in Orlando. Game 3 of the series. 4-2 Lakers here in the early going with just over 10 minutes. Make it 6-2 now as LeBron goes to the rack. We've seen a foul on... that sent Anthony Davis to the line early. We've seen a looping parabola shot from Jokic, a three from Danny Green, so a lot that we're already familiar with. But 6-2 in the early going for the Lakers. And as we said earlier, what we're setting up or what we're looking to have set up for in-game bets is one of these two teams. And again, we're nonpartisan. Whether it's the Nuggets who fall way behind or the Lakers, that will trigger bets on the team that's fallen behind. We'll see if that manifests. Maybe it won't in this game. And you have to have the discipline that if it won't, just not to, you have to resist the urge to just make a bet for the sake mm-hmm. of betting. So I want to see it get double digits one way or the other. Right now, the Lakers well on their way to that 8-2 here, just over 2 minutes into the game.
I do have -3.5 on the Lakers first half here, so I will be kind of looking maybe at a middle type situation if the Nuggets get down way deep here in the first half. But
this is not the start the Nuggets wanted. LeBron to the hole, follow up that's off Jokic. Yes, Lakers ball up 6. 9:31 left in the first quarter.
It looked a little too easy here in the opening minutes.
Not the start the Nuggets wanted. Not at all.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
But, it's early. So it's very early. We're keeping an eye, and you know why I'm keeping an eye on my bet here between the Reds and the Brewers, more than just cashing the ticket, which, of course, who doesn't love money? But I get a graphic. I get a moving musical graphic, right?
You get more than a graphic. You get a video.
A video.
That's right.
I don't know the proper terminology.
You got robots bowling, bears doing karate in it. It's incredible.
Yeah, well.
This is... I might have to start betting early games just for the content so I can get the video.
One out away, and I was one out away yesterday, and you know what happened. One out from a push yesterday because I got jammed up in the eighth inning. But one out away there, Milwaukee 3, Cincinnati 2, in a game that Milwaukee really, betting aside, really had to win because Cincinnati beat him last night. And Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Philadelphia in that mix as well, San Francisco, all of these teams within a half game of each other for the seventh and eighth playoff positions in the National League. So all of these games, hugely meaningful.
There will be a bottom of the 10th, but the White Sox have pushed across two here in the top of the 10th, lead the Indians 3-1. White Sox, one of those teams that you probably bet on if you had a futures ticket, because everybody was betting on this White Sox team in the futures market. It was the shiny new toy, and they did not disappoint. 34-20, looks like they are well on their way here to another win. And man, they have really gotten it from all different angles here. I mean, this team really did go out and do what they were supposed to do this year.
The shiny new object, to use your term, in the National League was the Cincinnati Reds. Mm-hmm. People had them winning the Central. That's not going to happen. But, you know, it didn't look for a large part of a 60-game schedule. Mm-hmm. It didn't look for a majority of this schedule of this season that they were going to reward bettors. But here, with just a few days left, despite the fact that they're one strike away from losing tonight, they may, in fact, get mm-hmm. to the postseason. We already talked about. They are the proverbial team you do not want to play in a best of three with that great starting staff of Bauer and Castillo and Sonny Gray, who pitched very well tonight, despite the fact that the Reds may lose.
Yeah, you look at this White Sox team, and I got to admit, I was kind of thought the hype was a little much on them, because I did not think that every one of these guys was going to perform at the level that they did. But you just look at this lineup, and it's really pretty scary. I mean, Tim Anderson, 353 with a 387, and then Moncada with a 356 OBP, Abreu hitting 332 with a 379 OBP, Eloy Jimenez right at 300 with a batting average there. I mean, really the only guy that didn't perform there was Edwin Encarnacion, was the only guy that really kind of let them down. But even the rookie and Luis Robert was, you know, for a rookie has done well as well. I mean, it's been a really impressive lineup top to bottom.
It's a great point. I was not among the bullish on the White Sox. Mm-hmm. I tried to get people to slow their roll on it. And one of the big reasons is just on what you touched upon on that lineup. And I'm doing this off memory, but I think it was Moncada and Anderson and one more guy in that lineup. Don't hold mm-hmm. me to Jimenez, but it was definitely Moncada and Anderson, who were among three White Sox last year who were all in the top 10 of the most fortunate BABIP.
They had like career years too.
So BABIP is an advanced at batting average on balls in play. It works for pitchers the same way it works for hitters. Typically, once the ball comes off the bat, you can expect a certain amount of balls to land fair, and then a majority of them to obviously end up as outs. But those guys, to have multiple players on one lineup end up in the top 10 of the most fortunate BABIP. Mm-hmm. So once the ball goes off your bat, you're kind of not in control of it anymore with defenses. Obviously, if you hit it over the fence, that's a different story. But these guys just found spaces mm-hmm. all over the ball field last year. And so you think that's going to regress to the mean. If we played 10 seasons, it would.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily happen the next season, especially when the season's only 60 games.
And I was, I thought maybe Grandal's best days were behind him. He's proven me wrong. I mean, this whole team really up and down proven me wrong. Hey, if we're going to talk about when we're right,
absolutely.
We can talk about when we're wrong.
Absolutely. But the White Sox, like any team that has done well this year, mm-hmm. the Dodgers, of course, leaping to mind in the National League, for instance, they're going to have to endure a best of seven. And the White Sox could end up playing the Baby Jays or maybe the Cleveland Indians, depending on how this shakes out down the last part of the season here, the last week. That's not fun whoever you play in a best of three. So even though they've had this great season, Lucas Giolito completely turned around his career, for all of these teams, you still, like the cruelty of the best of three, you know, for being the best team maybe in your league, to have to endure that, it's going to be fascinating.
We will be sitting on this desk talking about a far superior team all season long that gets bounced.
There's no question.
Yeah, we will be talking about that for sure.
That would be a major upset if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, if everything went to form. I believe Kelly Bidlin, Young Gill, has himself a winner. 3-2, Brewers well under the pregame total of 8.5. Can I get my movie, please? Yes.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Do people still say Benjamin, by the way?
Daniel, what do the kids say? What do they call $100 bills these days? Are they Benji?
It's
still
not cool.
Or no?
She says it's not cool.
Oh, you don't call them anything.
It's not cool.
Oh, they don't.
That's all I need to know.
They don't.
You know what is cool, Danielle? Winning. That's what's cool. Whatever you call them.
She's like, yeah, you old people. I don't have any idea what you're talking
about. What's
funny
with stuff like that, though, is I recognize like when things come out of my mouth before, you know,
and
as
like,
they're
oh,
coming out.
Reference. Oh,
well, I'd be like, I'd like go right to 1995. That was Buck Wild or something like that. And I'm like, no, that's probably terrible.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
like I'm Austin Powers in a time capsule. Nonetheless, it's a winner. And I want to say that brings my record here on the show to 25-11. Unsustainable.
But hey,
unsustainable.
I have a question for you. You looked at these NFL lines here. Were there any of these early lines that really stuck out to you that made you go ahead and make a play on them so they didn't get away from you?
Yes. So on Mondays, I may have alluded to this yesterday, Guessing Lines is a show that I do. It's also in podcast form, the Beating the Book podcast, wherever podcasts are distributed. The Beating the Book podcast, and on Mondays it's Guessing Lines. On Thursday it's the Megapod Looking Forward. But Guessing Lines is a tribute to the old Stardust show. I guess I've been in a cocoon since Sunday. I guess what I think the line's going to be, Chrissy Andrews, who runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook here in town, tells me, here's what I'm going to post. And within that exercise, we hope to extract value. And so the games, to answer your question, Matt, that were the most off to me through that exercise. One, I couldn't believe the Tennessee Titans were less than a 3-point favorite against Minnesota.
This is where I was going with this. This is a prove it game for me, and I'll be on the square side with this. I have a Titans ticket in my account already.
Me too.
I feel like this probably gets to a field goal.
I do too.
I feel like I wanted to get it under the field goal. I wanted to put it in there, and everyone's going to be screaming from a mountaintop that I made the squarest play in the world. And I don't really care. Vikings are going to have to prove to me that they can, one, get any sort of pressure whatsoever on the quarterback at all. I mean, they have shown none at all. And that Kirk Cousins is going to be able to play at even a mediocre level in the NFL, which he has not done so far through two games. So you know what? Prove me wrong, Vikings, but I'll tell you right now, my money is in early on the Titans, and I feel perfectly fine with it.
I love that with bets. I've said this before on this show. There are certain bets you have to make and be willing to lose. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those where you're like, hey, if you can beat me, if you can prove me wrong, Vikings, tip of the cap. Kirk Cousins late in the third quarter last week had a 0.0 passer rating.
Right.
Is that good, Kelly?
Check. Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Can you check the advanced stats on that, though?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
15.9, I think, is where he ended up. By the way, that scored out of 158.3, the quirky passer rating, old school passer rating. So that was one. Tennessee, I was startled. I guessed like 4.5. I couldn't believe it was under 3. I figured, okay, 3 might be something, but what? Less than 3. 3 being the keyest number in the National Football League. The other two that also kind of surprised me and triggered a bet. We talked about this. Seattle only being a 4-point favorite. By the way, that's gone up since that show. Now it's 5. Okay, we're getting there. That makes more sense to me. So that has moved already. The third game that was curious to me, Buffalo less than a 3-point favorite against the Rams. You make a good point off air. Buffalo hadn't really played anybody. Mm. So maybe that informs that line. But that one was a little surprising to me.
So despite the fact that they've not played anyone, that would be the other one that I was talking about that was in my account with the Bills there. I like what I see from this team.
We have not talked about this this segment.
That's one of the ones that I see here as kind of a spot with this Rams team. I still think the Rams are good, and I think the Rams will be good, but this this spot in general just seems like a pretty bad spot. The two road games in a row, kind of having to face this Bills team that is kind of built to kind of beat you up a little bit. And Jared Goff doesn't play near as well whenever he's getting pressured, and the Bills should be able to put pressure on him here. And so getting, again, under a field goal with that one was another one that I wanted to go ahead and get into the account, because I kind of felt like it was going to kind of go the Bills' way. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's the case as we sit right now, but yeah, I mean, those were the two that when I saw those, that I was like, you know what, I'm going to put in the account, prove me wrong.
I had one more, though, mm-hmm. and you're going to like this one. I had the Cincinnati Bengals at 4.5 when I guessed it, 4.5 point dogs against Cincinnati. It was 6.5 at the time of the show yesterday. Excuse me, six. Yeah, actually 6.5, I think Chrissy said he was posting. It's now consensus 6 or 5.5. It's ticked back a little bit towards me, but you can still find 6s and 6.5s. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be the proverbial backdoor cover team this year. Like, I don't know how many games they're going to win, but as we saw against the Browns this past Thursday night, I just think he may fall into that Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson category of guys you will hate to bet against. Because I had Cleveland Thursday night in that game. And when Cleveland, remember there was a late, instead of just running the football, Cleveland then, I think.
They just went down the field way too quickly and scored that final.
Well, eventually they did. I think there was a turnover on the previous drive. I can't even remember anymore. But yeah, they scored early enough late when they went back into cover position. And I said to myself, holding a Browns take, and I'm like, there is not a chance that Joe Burrow and the Bengals don't cover this. They are so scoring on this drive. And of course they did. So I actually, giving me all those points, who is Philadelphia Eagles fans out there? Half of their wins, I want to say it's even more than half. I think it's 9 out of 19. Since they won the Super Bowl, using replay rules from the future at that time, by the way, just want to throw that out there, are against the Washington football team and the Giants. Half.
Yeah.
Or I believe a tick over half. This is not like a great football team.
No, certainly not from an offensive standpoint either. I mean, Carson Wentz I think he got a lot of hype, and I don't think he has lived up.
I mean, he
up.
Did get injured, right?
Yeah, so, he did. He did. Yeah. The other one in my account, I took the more than a field goal with the Packers on the road at the Saints. The Saints were supposed to have fans in the stands in the Superdome for this game. They sent a letter to the season ticket holders on Friday that said there will not be fans in the Superdome. So it's going to be an empty Superdome for Aaron Rodgers to go in there and do his thing. And so I took the more than a field goal. I got +3.5 on the Packers, and I feel pretty good about it. I mean, when you look at the way that the Raiders were able to move the ball against the Saints defense, I think that the Packers, if anything, have equal to, if not superior offense to be able to move the ball in the Saints defense as well. And we said it with the Saints offense. I mean, it's a shell of what it was. And so give me more than a field goal with the Packers on the road there at the Saints. I went ahead and put that one in the account.
It definitely feels different after last night, that line, after seeing Drew Brees and a sort of inability to get the ball downfield. His longest pass play yesterday was 29 yards, and that was with some yards after catch. So, after last night, I don't know that I disagree with you. That has come down. It was 4.5. Now it's 3. And again, the notion of home field, right? We talk about this team is playing at this team. We're still not ramped up if we ever will get to full crowds. Some stadiums with no fans still. So,
fans. I mean, you know, this is like the Superdome being one of those places where people talk about, hey, there actually is a real advantage because of those fans. There'll be none in there.
As opposed to like the Washington football team, which there's no effect whatsoever of having no fans, as it's overrun with fans of opponents in previous years. By the way, not only have the Nuggets fought their way back to equal up the game against the Lakers here in the first quarter, Nuggets actually lead by 2, 22-20, early going, still first quarter. We'll update that and more. It's VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers get a no-brainer odds boost of 100-1 on any pro football team to win in Week 3. It's easy. Just sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook app with promo code VSIN, bet $1 on any team to win in Week 3, and if they do, you walk away with $100. Don't forget to use code VSIN when you sign up. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook app for offer details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Gil.
Thank you, Danielle. Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Danielle Alvari, and Kelly Bidlin here on VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings. We've got multiple screens, obviously, basketball first and foremost. Nuggets 24, Lakers 22, now with 1:45 left in the first quarter. So they are... There hasn't been a big enough lead for any of us to jump in on this, so they're going back and forth in that ballgame. The White Sox are playing the Indians. This is both the White Sox and Indians are going to the postseason. That's probably going to happen for sure, just a matter of seeding. So it's not about do or die with these two teams. But a scenario is perhaps being set up right now. This is what we were talking about earlier with the Reds Brewers. I had an 8.5 under, and my only concern was, please, for goodness sake, don't let this get to extras, because with extras, anything can happen. So people who bet the White Sox Indians total before this game started, it was 9.5. And so folks who had the under in this game are like, oh, this is a phenomenal bet. I'm going to coast into victory. Well, they went into extra innings at 1-1. And the White Sox plated two runs in the top of the 10th. Remember, every frame this year in extras starts with the man on second. And despite not bunting, they scored two runs there in the top half of the 10th. And now the Tribe has plated one run, and they've got runners at first and second now with Jose Ramirez coming to the plate with two out. So if you're an under better right now, you're like, hey, I don't care if he knocks it out of the park in this game ends.
Just end this thing.
Just end this or gets out. But for goodness sake, don't get an RBI knock that only gets one run in and then the inning ends. Because then this is what I'm saying with totals this year.
Yeah.
No total, no under is safe with a runner starting at second base in extra innings.
Yeah, I mean, and we're watching this play out too as well, where we were talking about there was a chance where you could get in on the White Sox at 3-1. I'm sure if you did get in at 3-1, you were sitting here going, "Oh, cool, I'm on a 2-run lead here." Not safe anymore. It's just it's a different ball game. There's
and
no doubt.
We don't even have any action on this.
No,
game.
No.
But it's like putting yourself in the shoes of someone who might have that bet. Conversely, there's also people who have overs who are saying to themselves, I'm never at this, right? And perhaps it's playing, by the way, the White Sox go to their pen. They bring in Jose Ruiz to pitch to Jose Ramirez to try to get out of this and to preserve the victory. We shall see what happens there. 26-24, Nugent, the Nuggets up on the Lakers. Nikola Jokic just got fouled. I believe he's going to the line. No, maybe not. But the Nuggets up two here late going of the first quarter. The pace of the game right about where the total is pre-flop.
Yeah, it looks like here if we're playing the live total on this one, 212 went off about 213.5, 214, depending on where you got it. So kind of right on, as you said.
You showed me a feature for those who are betting here at DraftKings that they're online menu offers. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
I think it's
so
very cool.
Anytime you want to go in and kind of see if you, we keep talking about getting the better of the number and where a line opened and things like that. And you're going like, how do you even know that? Like, how do you know where the line opened? What do you know you're getting the best of the number? Any game, you can go in and click on a game. And when you do that, there'll be a tab inside of there that says stats. If you click on that stats tab and hit betting trends, it's not necessary. We're not worried about the betting trends part, but if you scroll down just a little bit, it will actually show you where the line opened, where the total opened, and then any movement along the way to up until either first pitch or tip off or, you know, game time kickoff in the NFL. And it will also give you a timestamp as well, to where you can see when it moved, how often it moved, and you can see that some of these games are moving all over the place, and you'll be able to get an idea of, oh, well, this thing moved really late, or this thing moved really early, or this is where it opened, this is kind of how. And again, it just gives you a better idea as we try to educate people as to when we're getting the better of something or why we're talking about getting the better of something and when things open, it can help you kind of start to understand about how things move and when they move and how often they move. And you'll see, you know, a lot of times when these things open, they'll move within the first couple of hours because people are looking at what that number is when it comes out, be it a total or be it a spread or whatever it might be. So just another cool little feature that you can go in, and it's absolutely free inside the deal there.
29-27, Nuggets lead the Lakers at the end of the first quarter. Nikola Jokic with a shot with a second and a half left that only Nikola Jokic would make. We'll come back. It's VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings.
Your football betting go last weekend. As you know, there's always room to improve your sports betting IQ, and VSiN is here to help you bet smarter this season. Start your 7-day risk-free trial and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today and you'll get Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts. 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of all VSiN shows, the college football betting guide with previews, predictions, and betting strategies, daily emails with best bets from all our shows, hosts, and guests. Plus, you can always access our parlay calculator, prop bet search engine, and pick tracker on vsin.com. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to start your risk-free trial today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Gil?
Thank you, Danielle. We have a parlay calculator at vsin.com. That's
Tools?
Yeah. Tools.
Yeah, we have tools over there.
By the way, Jose Ramirez went yard.
He did. He was sitting there like, wouldn't it be interesting if he hit a home run right here? And, and he did.
So
yeah.
Cleveland beats the White Sox, a walk-off. But Cleveland beats them by the score of 5-3. So underbettors still cash, although more of a sweat than they wanted.
Maybe if there were run line bettors out there, that was a big home run. You know?
Oh, a huge. Well,
if you were a run line bettor.
Certainly. Cleveland was the favorite in that game. So that would be a huge run line winner. What Matt is referring to is usually people bet, and when we quote baseball prices, you talk about the money line, which is just to win the game. Run lines have to do with a run and a half. So for Cleveland minus 1.5s to win, the only scenario of a win there was a walk-off home run, and that's exactly what happened.
A 1-1 game through 9, and then 6 runs in the 10th there, Gil.
So conversely, White Sox run line bettors plus 1.5 are absolutely destroyed right now. Yeah.
Destroyed.
Let me bring in Kelly for this. It's Denver 34, Lakers 27. Here's a stop pop from three, no good, but a rebound follow from Plumlee and misses a bunny, but a tip in from Porter. Nuggets by 9, 10:48 left, second quarter, we go to break. Kelly, Matt, you making Lakers bets?
Nothing yet. Gil, I think we've talked about this before. I like to wait, if I can wait till later in the second quarter, watch those books get more off of the original number. That honestly, that hasn't shifted much. I've seen like 2.5, 1.5, 2.5 right now for the Lakers laying. I'd like to see it shift a little more. So I'm going to wait to maybe the next break. I'm going to try to wait till the next break.
Lakers minus 1.5 is currently the in-game number. Remember, the pre-flop number was 6.5. So even with the Lakers trailing by 9, it is early enough in the basketball game where they are still a favorite to win. Still a favorite to win, laying minus 1.5. By the way, I could tell Matt. I could tell when Matt is distracted.
He's placing a bet.
I'm like looking
at the
Matt, and he's deep into his phone. Yeah. Matt, do you know we're on air for God's sake? Are you making a bet?
I think I'm going to take Lakers plus 5.5 in the first half.
I think I'm going to. Ooh, you're making a first half in-game bet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take them plus 5.5 here.
So Matt, who had the pre-flop Lakers minus 4, is now
3.5.
3.5.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Lakers minus 3.5 is now betting.
I'm willing to lose 2 here in the first half, essentially.
Is now betting Lakers plus 5.5.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. So, if the Lakers lose this half by more than 5.5, Mateo is 0-2.
I'll be 0-2.
Right. But if the Lakers win by more than 3.5, you'll be 2-0. But you have created yourself now this situation where Splitsville might be the favorite.
Might be, and I just kind of look. I mean, we've got a whole quarter left, right? I mean, like, sure. I'm getting a ton of basketball for that, for them to just kind of shave this lead down to 5. I mean, I feel pretty good about that one getting in here. I mean, I'm looking kind of at these statistics here. They're 2 of 7 from downtown, so they're missing from 3. That should regress. They've already missed 2 free throws, so they're 3 of 5 from the line. So there are things that certainly should come back towards me here a little bit. So, you know, again, it's a bet I'm willing to lose.
Kelly, let me ask you something. Can I ask you something?
What you got?
If the Nuggets, let's say the Nuggets go out to an even bigger lead. Let's say it gets to 15 and it goes to another break. And you just said, hey, I'm looking for another break. But remember what we said earlier in the show. This is the Lakers are up 2-0. There is that scenario where if they're down big late, it could lop off 5 or 6 minutes of this game at the end where the Lakers just wave the white flag and say, you know what? We're good for tonight. We're a long way from that.
Yeah.
But does that give you any pause?
I would say when we're talking live betting second quarter, too early to think that way.
Okay.
In my opinion. I think you're completely right. Yeah. Like any team at this point in the playoffs, if you're down 15 with, you know, under 2 minutes left, you got to start thinking about getting guys out of the game. But I think too early in an NBA game to start thinking that way with live betting.
Hey, Mr. Bidlin. 2 runs in the top of the 8th there for the old Cubbies.
Oh, don't think I missed that one.
Tie up 2-2 there.
Oh, there you go. Kelly has a 2-1, a plus 200 on the Cubs there, which he fired in on earlier. So we'll see if that becomes a winner for him. I think Kelly deserves to have the movie, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
One more question back to the Lakers and Nuggets. And this is for new bettors who have trouble, let's say, might have trouble separating fan allegiance or teams that they hate in this case from making a cold-blooded wager. So let's say there are people out there who cannot stand the Los Angeles Lakers. But let's say the Lakers go way down. What would you say to those people who are like, oh, man, I would love to have the Lakers at plus 15, but I hate them so much I can't make that bet.
I guess that's, you know, we talk about sometimes if you want to root for a team, good for you. But we're here to make money, right?
That's the correct response.
To me, you can't think that way.
That's the correct response. That's what I was going for. This has been a test. That's exactly what I was going for.
I'm guilty. I can't bet on Patrick Reed. I can't bet on Patrick Reed. I can't root for him.
On who? On Patrick Reed?
Yeah.
But to your credit,
that's not a whole team, though, I guess. So, I mean, like, yeah. I'm not like, you know, that's just one guy.
Patrick Reed into this conversation?
That's just one guy in a field of lots of guys, typically. So I think it's a little bit different. However, I cannot bet on Patrick Reed.
You said a segment ago you already got a bet against the Saints. They're kind of a team of yours.
Yeah, no, they are for sure. I mean, the team I grew up rooting for and the team I still root for. But yeah, I mean, I think that line is advantageous when you get the hook on that thing. You said it's almost universally not available now, right?
At least in Vegas. I think I still see 3.5 at DraftKings still. In Vegas, it's 3 across the board.
Sadly, we have to take one more break here. We'll talk a little fantasy football after the break as well.
Yeah, people got waiver wire runs tonight. So
it's Matt's thing,
you know,
expert fantasy player. We'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, we'll track the Nuggets and the Lakers all the while. Jamal Murray with 2 highlighters on his feet. Have you ever seen shoes that are akin to highlighters like those are? 3-pointer, Denver's biggest lead of the game here with 9:38 left. Denver by 10, 39-29. Jamal, by the way, for that prop early, he's got 8 points already. In this one for the Nuggets. Remember, his point total was set at 24.5 or 23.5, somewhere in that neighborhood. Coming back, VSiN's Prime Time Action, powered by DraftKings right here at MSG+.